So what I was saying, you know, including all the the huge change economic this time during these years going some more down, and those those famous banks that many millionaires, billionaires, you know, they say 100% trust, so it was lost. So anyway, so same, you see, it's all from, it's about ultimate answer, this one. this wrong concept, you know, from beginning to the birth, we let our mind hold on to this. false I. not me, level of my mind, existing from the side. So it's all that. We let our mind hold on to this hallucination is true. Instead of looking at it, hallucination, looking at the empty as empty, but then you see, we let our mind to hold on to that, independent, or they say, truly existent, or not mere level of mind, you see. So that totally 100% believe in that. They also look at the wrong way. So that's the ultimate answer. So everything is and then including relationship problems, whatever, any problem. So what I was saying before, Lama Tsongkhapa mentioned, quoting to the four understands, teaching, composed by Ayadeva, the six ornaments, the six great pandits, those highly attained, six ornaments, the great pandits. So Ayadeva, one of them. So quoting to that teaching, what is on the basis of what is apprehended by the ignorance holding the eye, truly existent, you see. Then exaggerate. exaggerate that is ugly. Then anger rises. anger rises. So then this may have mentioned this last part. Remember 100%, but anger rises, and then you see anger has its own wrong view on that. It's a projection. Like the ignorance has its own projection, truly existent, you see, a project, something real. So you see, on the mere level of phenomenology, project is truly existent. So they, on that basis, then they see, they say, exaggerate, you know, the bad, you see, I mean, the ugliness, and then anger rises. then it projects its own false view, you see there. Then the exaggerate have this beautiful, then attachment rises, and it projects its own wrong view, you see, false view. For that, so so they at the end said, therefore, so they, this, see, what is the apprehended dim, do not exist. So they, do not exist. So it's a, one can realize the object of ignorance, you see, empty. One can realize it, you know, doesn't exist. One can realize this as it doesn't exist in the reality. So one can do that. So Lama Tsongkhapa explaining, see, the, as a confirming that how you can realize is it, the object of ignorance, what is projected, you see, that believe the 100% true, how you can realize it's empty. Then so that applies how we can achieve liberation, from oceans of samsara, suffering and cause, the karma and delusion, see. How you can seize all the delusion, you know, and the karma, so we can liberate from all oceans of samsara, suffering, how we can do that. So it, you know, say, reasoning that, or the proving that you can achieve liberation, so that. So what I was saying before, so all this, say, so this causative phenomena, causative phenomena, these causative phenomena which I mentioned before, what is the main object that we should think about, the causative phenomena? When you go through this verse, what in particular, what we should think, what kind of causative phenomena? So, I mean, general, but particularly this, what I mentioned before, you see. So the object of anger, attachment, or this, you see, the self, the aggregates, and the possessions, possessions, no? So these object attachment, then surrounding people. So however, you know, there comes friend, enemy, stranger. So object anger and attachment, you know, so there. So then, using these verses, you know, on these then. These particular objects, the meditative, say. So, during the daytime, while the sun rising, see the, you don't see stars. So the, not only the Arya beings, Arhatas, and the higher Bodhisattvas, and all of them, but even the Buddhas, maybe I bring up this first. So these phenomena, which I mentioned before, so. All these are which the first time we all mind, we all mind meditated, and then then decorate all this hallucination, you know, in the truly extent, independence, all these things, you know, real in the real one or existing permanent side. The real one is common word. real one is common people we always use, but. But if you analyze, or if you think, while you're using the word real, how do you believe the object? How does the object appear to you? How do you believe the object? While you're saying real this, real that, real this, you see. basically it's there. You know, true existence or independence or existing from a society or, existing by nature. So it's all Zen. So then we let our mind, we let our mind to hold on this 100%, 100% is true. So now, and so we are living our life in this way, with this hallucination, with this wrong belief, total false belief. We're living our life day and night all the time. we have been living our life in this way. So in our life, what we are afraid of, frightened of, including death, what we are frightened of. So there's no such a real thing. So are frightened of something, are frightened of something which doesn't exist, which is not there, you see. So basically that. So didn't realize that, then the fear comes. So whether it's a problem or whether it's a pleasure, whether it is a problem or whether it is a pleasure. So same. Yeah. So something which is not there, and see, something which is not there, which doesn't exist, we look for that, and we are frightened of something happening, because of the belief, you know, it really exists. You see, that's a because of belief, everything to the belief. Belief is a belief. So there's a belief. You know, the millions and billions of dollars expenses because of belief. And you see, even one live for 1,000 years. Even one live for 1,000 years, the library is so busy, same. Even you live for 1,000 years, you know, life is same. Goodness, busy, even more busy. So, you know, because want more, you know, all that same. You see, more power, more wealth, more this, more that. You know, so even you live for 1,000 years, even you able to live 1,000 years, is it correct? If there's no sicknesses or no something that you can't move, you see, of course, then you can't do anything. But if something doesn't happen, then busy probably could be double busy, you know, over busy. So this, yeah, this then the arahatas, the ayah bodhisattvas, Buddhas, they see. They wisdom see, you see, they wisdom see, that you are totally empty, that yourself is totally empty, and your eyes are totally empty, no inherent existence. Do not see real. We see real, but they don't. They discover their wisdom see. Opposite, totally opposite to what we think real. Okay, so what I'm saying, they do not, or they discover what they see is all the phenomena. Okay, all this phenomena that we think something, as I mentioned before, really exist, real one, truly existing from inside. You see that? So now, say, we can say that. Believing in that, then it becomes the that's the biggest problem and the basis of all the rest of the problems. See? So but now the arahatas, the high bodhisattvas, the Buddhas, or they see all these causative phenomena, yourself and the aggregates, your material possessions, surrounding people, family members, I mean the enemy. Enemy, friends, so forth. You see all these, so forth. All these causative phenomena. You see, totally empty. do not have, say, do not have true existence, do not have independence, say, do not see, what they see is, what they discover, what they see is, independence or true existence. there's not even slightest, atom of true existence, independence, existing from the side. you see, totally complete, totally empty. That's what they see, what they realize, what they see, totally empty. That's what they see. what you are, hallucinated mind with ignorance. See, what appeared to you, the way things appear to you, and believed by your ignorance. See, all these really exist, truly exist, independent, everything. Now, the realized beings, they are those arhatas, abhudasabha, buddhas, so they all see totally opposite. They all see total non-existent, completely total non-existent, empty. The way things appeared, the way things appear to you, and the way you believe, the way you believe things. The way you hold on to things. So this is not even an atom that exists, you see? Totally empty. Oh, so, so like star. Look at the cultural phenomena like star, not that. So we have to think how they see, what's the reality, of the phenomena. So we have to maintain that. So we have extremely powerful. So here, this time, when we recite this prayer, then we think of reality. We think of reality. Other times, especially busy life, you know, they say, you know, we live our life just with the live our life only with hallucination and with hallucination and this, you know, wrong belief, you see. Oh, holding on to these things. All these things say true, say 100%, but that so again, I'm having this great bliss. So I'm sorry. No, not good bliss. No, I'm joking. Great, but not good. This one. Yeah. This is. Do you see? I think you didn't see that. Yeah. So, and. I don't think I had this in past lives. So here, this verse, you know, the very first one, look at the cosmos of like star. That's very, very profound. The very first one. You know, that's really look at you. Really makes you look at the very, very, very nature of the phenomena, emptiness. See, I actually observe everything. So, like stars, you know, the daytime, so the sun is shining, so don't see star, but okay. Then you see this cause of phenomena also there. Oh, then the rest is easy, yeah. Oh, and then like this, defected view of the defected senses, the eye senses. so the as a brief so having hallucinated vision, see like hair, listening hair falling down, but because of the affected the senses of eyes, you see hair falling down in the food or so. And that's an example, but like that, any of those hallucinations. Take a look at the cultural phenomena like that, you see. That means, you see, reminds you, reminds you the false, reminds you where they appear to, how they appear to you, is it caused how they appear to you? It's them, you see, hallucination, they say independent of truth, all that things. So use not example, use defective view of the defective eye senses, you say. So that so how the phenomena appear to you, like that. So it means not true the way they appear to you, okay? Appear to you and how you believe is not true. So then here, by thinking this way, now it makes you to think. It makes you to look at the causal phenomena according to the reality in empty. Understand? So when you do that, then you see the attachment, anger, to all the other delusions do not rise. You see, able to stop rising. And project their wrong view, project their views, you see. That is the alarm. Then motivate karma. Then plant karmic seed on the mind, and then it brings, numberless. Then you see, like that, then numberless future rebirth, you see, become a circle in that way. that's how you're circling in samsara, you see. Then as we have been circling samsara from time of the beginning, and then we'll be circling also continue like this. If you don't eliminate the root of samsara, then the seed of the delusion, the imprint. So then you see, endlessly suffering some dies born is suffering samsara, you see, like that. So next one. Bodily is showing the gross dependent arising, depending on many causes and conditions that exist. So this person who makes that, and so depending on many causes and conditions exist. So yeah, these causal phenomena exist by depending on many causes and conditions. So sure, yeah, like that. So it's you see, not permanence, you see, the natural impermanence, okay? So it helps to see that, and then like what a duel. You must see illusion. Next one, illusion. Again, here saying, when you have illusion, when the magician person, you see, transformed. Magician person transformed. all kinds of things. They can magician person can transform like cities. They can show all kinds of things. So jewel palace or the beautiful man, woman, or you see all kinds of things they can show. By hallucinating the audience and the senses. what is, yeah, you know, the mental power or whatever, the power, the objects or the mental power or whatever like that. So, anyway, when you see this, when you have illusion, you see, it appears to you real. It appears to you real. You see real, but it's not true. So exactly same here in your life, you see. So that, like illusion, all these kinds of phenomena, I say. So the way they appear and how you believe, like illusion, okay? Exactly same. Exactly same. So like when you were watching a movie, when we were watching a movie, so so say it shows there water, but it's not water. You know, there's a, you see, it shows people, but it's not people there. There's no people there, you know. There's no water there. There, I say, it shows food there, but it's not, it shows food, but it's not the real food. You can't eat, you know. Yeah. So that, you see, you actually see, they really appear to you to see. But you see, it doesn't mean that means the truth, that's not real people. Yeah. So that anyway, so illusion, you see, all of that comes from exactly the same. Then, what to do can be dropped any, what to do can be dropped any time, you see. just about to fall any time. So that all these kinds of phenomena can be stopped any time. It can be stopped any time. Can be perished any time. Can be stopped any time. not only perishing, not only, say, changing, decaying, you know, continuously, day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second, but, you know, but it can be stopped any time. Anything can happen. So the water dew can be dropped any time. So here, more the impairment, meditation impairment is that. Looking at them, see, it's their natural impairments, okay? They're like dream. Again, same here. This cognitive analysis, like looking at them as like dream. So the dream, in the dream, through our hallucinated mind, and they appear, see, they appear, you know, as a real. Everything appear as real, even though they're not real, but appear real to our hallucinated mind. During that time, we believe, you know, unless you are able to recognize dreams. Otherwise, you see, we let our mind hold on this, true, hold all this, 100% true. So total belief is 100% true. That's why also fear, when something happens, you know, fear rises, you know, all that. you see, so in the dream you meet enemies killing you, harming you or something. You see, fear. You see, you're about to fall down. You're about to fall down from mountain or from cliffs or something. You see, a car accident or something in the dream. You see, you can fear for that because you see believing. Because you let your mind to believe that's true, you see. That's why the fear arises. But if you don't have that belief, there's no fear. Even though there's an appearance, but you don't have belief, so there's no fear. So, yeah, exactly. So like that. So, what in the dream things appear, you see, really one exists, but then, you let your mind hold on to that 100% truth. You see, so in reality, that's total non-existent. Total non-existent. There's no such thing there. So now exactly the same in our life. So that all these kinds of phenomena, like that, you see, like dream. So like here, like dream. Right here, you see, how all these, you know, the tangas, the lights, the holy objects, you know, when you see people, you know, people around you, you are seeing me on the throne, with a microphone and this large throne, you know, this gigantic throne. Gigantic throne. So anyway, so you have all this appearance, you know. but real, everything is real. You see. They don't appear merely invented by mind. Even though that's the reality, everything real. See, if you just look at the light, all the lights are real, you know, of appearing from there. So, you know, all the tangles are real, you see, from all tangles are real, you know. Tanga appearing from its own side, you see, real. All appearing. Let our mind hold or believe all this is true, 100% true, see. So that's the main problem. That's the biggest problem. Basis for all other delusions to rise. So this is exactly like dream. Exactly like dream. No? Exactly. And then think at home. Think at home. It's exactly the same. All like dream. Exactly. What the one thinks. Having big, I say some party, big party or something, enjoying or something, you see, lots of people or something, you know, or receiving lots of gifts or something, birthday party, birthday, you know, birthday. So complete like dream. And also when you're sick, you see, on your problems in life, again here. Again, everything, again, all this, exactly like dream. Exactly like dream. You know? Even when you have problems, unhappiness, everything is real. Real unhappiness. You know, real problem. So, not only appearing, but believe. 100%. So, you know, everything is through the mind. You know, we live our life like this, you know, through the mind. So, exactly like dream. Same nighttime dream. It's exactly the same nighttime dream. Look at the cause of problem like dream. That's another very, if you don't know how to maintain your emptiness, that's what is the advice by Papa Mercy. Look at your life as dream. So it means there's all this appearance. Real and believe 100%, really true. Eh? But there's nothing slightest. An atom exists. It's like what you see in the dream or what believes in dreams. That nothing slightest exists. It's very profound, very powerful meditation. This very powerful meditation. This is a very good meditation, very powerful meditation. If you can do that, when doctor says you have cancer, or you see, when you have a relationship problem, somebody that you live, live on your life, hold your whole life, live on this person, you see, and that person left you. Suddenly left, doesn't matter, but it's bad. So then, then you want to commit suicide, you see. There's not much space in the mind. There's not much space in the mind. You know, commit suicide. Kill yourself. I'm just giving examples. there's the time. Then you meditate this, so. Look at the causative phenomena. Look at these causative phenomena like dream. And do that while you're doing job, you know, maintain that, and while you're studying, while you are traveling, you know, also when you go to sleep, maintain that, and also when you get up morning, see. Mental that, you see. look at the life as dream. So So especially when you're experiencing difficulties, when you're experiencing difficulties in the life, you know that the problems, so the very powerful, very effective, this one too. Then you don't worry, I say, don't, one do not worry, say. So look at it as like dream, the complete cut, you know, the complete cut, the anger or attachment, whatever you say, grasping. I mean, the anger doesn't grasp, but the anger hurt, harm others. So, anyway, complete cut. you don't see the point to get angry, and you don't see the point to rise attachment, you see. There's nothing to hold on to, because there's nothing to hold. So the next one is look at the cosmic phenomena like lightning. So lightning, you see, it happened, it's gone. So the brightness, you see, you see things when there's lightning, and the outside is dark. You see, when there's lightning, you see things, but it's gone. Next, it's gone. So when we die, when death comes, this life, you have human body, you have appearance of human body, and you see families, world, whatever it's. It happened, it's gone. It happened, but it's gone. So that. So it's like, so like lightning, see. So this here shows impermanence. So how you are, anyways, since I'm talking about this, so death, when the death comes, when you're already in that process, I mean, there's, you know, can't stop, you see. So that time, you see, that time, I should have done many retreats. I should have done this and that. I should have only practiced Dharma. I should have done that. I should have only practiced Dharma. Dharma. I should have only practiced Dharma. You see, I shouldn't have done this and that. Finish. So you have no time. But all this comes. And I think when you're close to die, all you are, I think it's like movie, you know. I heard many times from other people. So like watching movie or documentary movie, you know, of a live person you're watching like that exactly. You now hear documentary of your life, you know, just before death. I think passing through, you see, from childhood time, all, you know, I think it's bad and good and all that. So I heard this, I heard this happening just before the death. So however, you're now here, you run out of time. I mean, run out of your human life. So no matter how much you think, I should have done this, should have done that, should have done that, or I should have all the Dharma of this and this. You know, mental lamrim, I should have spent my life on mental lamrim, you know, realization, you know, I should have done that. So, I completely cheated myself, you see, completely follow to hallucinate, wrong, the special thought, wrong thoughts, you see. The eight-year-old Dharma, you know. Oh, this is totally, you know, I said, cheated myself in there. So, how much thinking? You see, you're just about to die. So I said, you see, the precious human body that you have, you can do all this, whatever practice you wish to do, whatever dharma you wish to do, is all that thing. You see, you know, benefit other sentient beings so much, what you can do. Now this is about to stop. Now this is about to lose. This is about to lose. See? So, and then just, mind, you know, just in the unhappiness, so unbelievable fear, and unbelievable fear. what's going to happen after this life? The result of your karma. So that, and the something most terrible, something unbelievable, heavy, something's going to happen. So that, and then you see upsetness from all those things, karmas, see. So that, but this happens even for the non-believer, person who doesn't believe reincarnation karma. Even they feel this. Even they feel. I talked to some people, and they expressed that, you know, even they don't believe reincarnation karma, but you see, they feel it, you know. Their brain doesn't tell, but the heart, you know. Maybe I'll put it this way. You know, that's a common people to say that. The brain doesn't tell, but the heart. There's something great, something very heavy that's going to happen to me. You know, you naturally feel that. So many people have that, you see. So even though they don't believe, intellectually they don't believe in karma, philosophy or intellectually, but you know, but the heart tells them, you know, that what's going to happen, you see, feel. And that natural feeling, you see. So anyway, what do I say? But you know, as somebody, you know, who have been living, living together for many years, when the person dies, oh, then you see, it gives you great, how to say, awakening. Wake up, you know, wake up. It's like a bell, you know. It's a bell ringing, telling you wake up, wake up from delusion. You see, wake up from, living life with a total hallucination or the from delusion or the total hallucination and the total wrong belief, you know, superstitious belief, the superstitious thought. You see, living life completely with this. So to wake up, you know, wake up, practice dharma, help others, you know, not all. Now wake up, you see, instead of sacrificing your life only for the I, for the self, you know, now do something for others. Or however, you see, change the attitude to have, you know, mental lamrim, have real, you know, go to enlightenment, some progression, you see. So of course, it gives it makes you to really see depth. I mean, really see deep. You see, what I should abandon, and you know, all these things. What wasted my life, or the not only wasted, but need karma, you know, unbelievable, so many need karma, you know. So, to, you know, suffer for unconceivable times in the Lord. You know. So, I say, so now, see, only practice Dharma. Nothing, you know. Nothing. Only practice Dharma. That's all about one thing. but then of course, it happens, but then of course the, you know, some days happens, you know. Then gradually, like clouds disappear in the sky, you see. Become thinner and thinner and thinner. Then gone. Then again, mind back the same as before. So, a few days, you know, a few days, there's, you know, really awakening, you know. Ringing bell, you know. Yeah. It's always there. But it's, yeah, extremely, it's, those are real teaching, you know. But here, normally we listen to, yeah, from the gurus, you see, teaching. but here you see the teaching, you see the real teaching with your eye here. The you know, with your eye actually see what's happening, you see. You know, with this person, how it's going through. And so then it's really, it's very deep teaching for you, you know, discovery of life. So anyway, we need to say it's good to keep the mind in that spiritual, that say transformation towards strong wish to practice Dharma, you know, to abandon the negative karma, the delusion, that so that courage, you know. So it's good to continue to not lose that, you know. Continue, say. So to not get habituated, to not fall back, habituated to the past, you see. life of samsara, that you see. Your wish is for happiness, but the action become cause of the lower realms. You know, wishes for happiness, but the action become cause of the lower realms, something like that. So now here, when you practice Dharma, when you engage Dharma, then totally see. Your wish and your effort, your wish and your action harmonized. You know? Your wish, your action, you see, when you practice Dharma, that brings you happiness, like liberation from something, enlightenment, you see. So, what I'm about to do then, this through the water bubble. Then here, looking at the causative phenomena, those causative phenomena I mentioned before, like water, natural impairments, water bubble. Now, no matter how look beautiful, no matter how it look beautiful and nice, but, you know, it can be popped in the time, you see. Unbelievable, so fragile, so easy, you see, any time, any moment. So, so exactly the same, the life, you know. So the this comes to phenomena. So there's nothing to hold, there's nothing to, you know, kind of grasp on, you see, strong holding on, grasp on, you see. Nothing, there's nothing to that, nothing. Then, like lightning, then like clouds. Clouds, and while you're looking at clouds, it's constantly changing. Constantly changing while you're looking at the clouds. And then also, you see a cloud there, but the next time when you look at the next minute when you look at it, it's not there. So, changing means decaying, you see. Do not last in a minute, say hour, minute, second, even within second. So that, so the life, this causes the phenomena, you know, what's your life, all this, exactly the same. So constantly changing again, and you know, and they can be stopped anytime. So that, so basically, two things: natural impermanence. Looking at them two ways. One is the natural impermanence. One is the very nature of the emptiness. And they say, you know, your life is phenomena, caused from false view, the false, and you see, it makes you discover the false, the false and the reality emptiness. Okay, I'm like aware. So then, then meditating this way, realizing this, then you can overcome delusions. You are able to achieve liberation from oceans of samsara, suffering, causes, and with the bodhicitta, then able to achieve enlightenment. So wisdom, develop wisdom with the bodhicitta, and develop the bodhicitta as a method to say possessed by company or possessed by wisdom. So they're able to achieve full enlightenment. So that, I think that's maybe. this wasn't what I planned. This wasn't what I planned to speak, but this came by the way. Yeah, so.